Romans chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. And you know what? I've told y'all before, after I got saved, I found refuge in the Bible. And that's the truth. I mean, there was always so much noise and racket in our house, live music, and just like a bar room, you know, every weekend it was like that. And of course, I wasn't saved, but that environment, I'd got tired of it. I'd grown tired and weary of that. And after I got saved, you know the story. I had the family Bible, and I found refuge that day in the Lord Jesus Christ, and just some clear instructions in the Word. It wasn't long after that I just sort of, I dedicated myself. I'm going to read the Bible some every day. And I didn't read a lot at first and what have you, but I was reading every day. And I don't know what made me remember this. I don't think I've ever told anybody, but I remember the first book of the Bible that I ever read as a whole, from beginning to finish, and that was the book of Philippians. And I thought I'd done something, you know, four chapters of the Word of God. I had read a whole book, you know, that's back before I really liked to read. But I had read four chapters, and I was so excited about that. But just in the way of testimony, I remember reading some things there. I didn't have a clue about what he was talking about. I didn't understand it at all. I mean, he got talking about their longing for them in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And if there be any bowels or mercy, now, I didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't think I wanted to know. I mean, I was in the dark. And of course, you know, since then I found out what he's talking about. You know, we use the phrase having you in my heart, and you know, it's talking about from the inside of someone there. And that's what he was speaking of. I remember some things I liked that I didn't understand what I was reading about. He says in one passage, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. I didn't know what that was, but he goes on to say, for we are the circumcision. And I didn't know what that was either. But he says, we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. And I remember reading that. I didn't know what he was talking about, but I liked it. I just liked the way that read, you know. It was strong, it was powerful. But here in Philippians chapter 2, this is a familiar passage of Scripture. I remember well the day that I read this and I understood what I was reading. He says there in verse 5, he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And folks, as I read that passage right there, I knew what I was reading about. I didn't understand everything about it, but I knew a whole lot about what I was reading about. I liked it. I remember I liked it a lot. You know what? I still like it. And before I get started, just in the way of introduction tonight, this ain't even my text here, but just to point out a few things from this passage that he's making a point himself a little bit later on about the uniqueness of Christ. Let me just say, from the passage we just read, there is none like Jesus in his advent. There is none like Jesus in his coming there, and that he is holy and he was humble. Holy and humble. And it says there, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And yet it says, he humbled himself. He was holy and he was humble. Not many like that today. Not many like that in 6,000 years of human history. And here he was, holy, not just in his divinity, in his deity as the Lord, but as a man, he was perfect and pure. He was sincere. He was balanced. That's the true sense of the word holy there. And all that as a man.